We're continuing page mem beis, the 42nd page, in the middle of the maimer, eshapsei saitishmeiro, which the maimer asks, what's the idea of Shabbos, the Aliyah of Shabbos, the two levels of the Aliyah of Shabbos? See, he asks, what's the Yedida Tzedek Aliyah, what's, where could the Yid's neshama be greater? Yid is etzem, is connected with me'achoav, and he's everlasting, and machshava never stops, and ima ha-melech b'imlach te'yosh v'sham. So what's the aliyah? So he says, to understand what the aliyah is, we have to know that the main schar is by tchias ha-meisim. Like it says, v'das shematem schorin shol tzadikim losid lovei. Losid lovi means a Mashiach will come. If losid lovi means now, so what's losid lovi? Gan Eden is here now. So losid lovi means what's not here now. When Mashiach will come, but chiyas hameisim, Gan Eden is only a holding room till the ultimate schar by tchias hameisim. So we have to understand, why is the ultimate schar dafkia lamata neshamas begufim? He doesn't bring it. The famous machloikas of the Rambam says that the ultimate is in Gan Eden. We paskin like the Ramban. The ultimate is in this world. Why does the ultimate have to be in this world? Actually, in 1991, the Rebbe said that even the Rambam also agrees to the Ramban. Very interesting change. We won't get into it now. Let's go further to the Maimon. To understand why this schar has to be in this world, and to understand what the Aliyah is, we have to understand, we know that the Rebbe says, has two oiros, soivev kol almin and memali kol almin. Because the atzmus of the Rebbe is not much, is higher than ashpo. There's eight in sof, a chayis of the Rebbe that comes down to be mechaye worlds. Just like we have in the Shabbat, when it comes down to the body, the chayis that comes down into the 248 limbs. Power of sight in the eye and the power of hearing in the ear is not Atzus HaNeshama. Atzus HaNeshama is much greater. There's a very limited amount of the Neshama that has some power to give. It's not the Etzem HaNeshama. The Neshama comes down. The Chayis is not the Etzem HaNeshama. It's only our order. And the Neshama comes down. Even the Etzem also comes down. Even though it's only our order, but since it comes down, it's Mishpoel Mimikri Aguf. But the Rebishter is not, is higher than the Neshama that's Mishpoel. It's totally not Mishpoel. The way we say every day in davening, ato atshalei nivro elam ato mishin nivro elam. It's the same thing. Ani avay lo ishoniti. He's much higher. He's not nitfas in elomes. And even the eight is also doesn't come down to be nitfas in elomes only after many tzimtzumim, like we learned yesterday. Da'or. So it's not the Atzus of the Rebishter. That's why the Rebishter is called Mechaye HaChayim, Michalkel Chayim. And like we learned in the Maimorim, and Emre says the Tzemach Tzedek, even Igdashti B'neich, B'nei Yisrael, and the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki Imcha Mikir Chayim, that the whole Mikir Chayim is only Imcha, doesn't say Kiyato. Because also Chaye HaChayim is also, the Mokir is Eira Kol Bamoiz, but it's not the Moed itself. It's only the ray of the sun. This Gilui is called Ein Sof because it comes as Ziv from the Eibishter, which is Bilti Baal Gvul. I, how did from Shmei HaGodel be created limited worlds? Because there was many Tzimtzumim in the Eid, and to come down the B'chinas Gvul Amida. That's Mimali. Mimali is the Eid that comes down the Gvul Amida and comes down to every world according to its edit. And first it comes down to Chochmah. So it's a limited light. Just like by a person, you have the strongest light comes into the brain, then comes to the heart, then to the feet, lower and lower and lower. And every keli, the brain is a keli to the keli of seichel. The heart is a keli for midas. The feet to dance, to walk. So it's a different keli and a different aid. It's very minute. And this life force comes in the eifin of mimale, doesn't even have the value of one drop of water to the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. Because Ein Sof is higher, Seiv Kol Alamin. Says that, but what does it mean, Seiv? It doesn't mean that it just hovers over from on top like the Pashut of Pshat. In Seiv meaning it hovers. You can't say that's Pshat. It says in Zoya Lei Sasar Ponimine. He's everywhere. What does it mean, Seiv? It's not understood. And it's higher than the Neshama comes down the Guf and is understood. And it's called Seiv. Because it's everywhere, like it says, Kasha, Yeh, Oifen, B'Teif, Oifen. A small circle and a bigger circle. When the smalls, the bigger circles around the smaller circle, there's no part of the smaller circle. It's better than the other part. And this is what it says, Apostle and Pastor's Brocha Main, early Kedem, the Abyss is Kedem. Omitachas, the Salem is all over the same. So that's why, since it's such a that's all over the same. The Eid of Mimali is no erech, no value compared to the Eid HaSeviv Kol Almin, which is totally beyond all of this. Says the Alter Rebbe, when we know the erech of one compared to even a couple of billion, it has an erech. You take one away from a billion, it becomes less. It becomes 999,000. Plus, plus, plus. So it has an erech. But something that's bleak vul, there is no erech b'chlal. So the aid in this world is nothing compared to the aid I'm saving. Now we'll understand the answer to our question. That's Aliyah San and Shomas to the Gufilim Hazeh. Because even though they're all Omach Shova. You're very high, you're Chochmah. Chochmah that Silas. But it's Mimalikol Alman. And thus, Ibshad Beri Kideshi Mishtaba Shimcha Shimcha is also Mimalikol Alman. And the Aliyah is that there'll be a Yizgalus of Eir HaSeve. That will be an Yizgalus when Mashiach comes by Tchiyas HaMeshik. And that's why the Gilui will be to Neshomis Begufim, because this high Eid HaSeviv, you can't say you get it better in Gan Eden. It's Shavu Mashre. It could be also an Asiya. It doesn't explain here in the Shmaimer if it could be everywhere, so why is it Dafke here? He doesn't explain it. He's going to explain the next paragraph. Sorry. If it could be everywhere, so why is it not in Atzilus and Gan Eden? So he says, since you reach Seiv Kol Almin through Ma'isa Mitzvah, which, by the way, this is the whole thrust of a Geres HaKedesh Simchah, the Ma'isa Mitzvah stuff is connected to Atzmus. Since you bring down the Seiv through Ma'isa Mitzvah, says the Tzemach Tzedek, that's why Lo Asid Lovi the Gilui Zavki Lamata. So that's the whole purpose. Neshama comes down in a group, not to have Avi Yidah because that it had much better before it came down. It comes down here from Mitzvah Maisi. Like it says, our Pasuk in Ekev, Hayim La'asei Som, that's where the Alter Rebbe says that in Hashem, it comes down many times in reincarnation till it finishes all the Tayag Mitzvah, because these Mitzvahs make the Gilei Ein Dili Osid, the Ein HaSoivei. And this is Pshat in Pirkei Avos. Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is the Schar. Because the ultimate purpose of all the mitzvahs is to change the yesh, the ayin, to be bitla yesh. This is what it says, hukshir kol ha'teril is filling. What size do you fill? You take physical leather, and you write on it echod, because the leather is nega, which is separate. And becomes a keli telikus, and this is the whole purpose of teiro mitzvahs. And by karbonis, we saw it, that you took a karbon, and you burned it, and Hashem's fire was consumed. You saw Bigili Bitla Yesli Ayin, and this is also tzedakah. And you take money that you worked on with your Amachi Vori, and you give it to Oni Lesamegami Klum, that's Bitla Yesli Ayin. This is what it says in Michal Chesed Lavrom, that this idea of giving away your hard earned money only comes when you're Bitl. If you're not Bitl, it's my money, I worked hard. But if you have bittul, that's the idea of mitzvah shmaisi, is to make bittul in the world. And you could give away, the Alter Rebbe says, if you have chesed, you could give someone what he needs even before you have all your necessities. And this is Talmud Teda. Like we learned in the previous Maimed, the way to have proper Limudat Teda is through Bitul Ayesh. It says, V'dibar Tavom, after B'chol Nafshecha. Because Cheire, Yishure said, if it pshat is Mesiris Nefesh. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, Afilu Noitelet Nafshecha, Yishure said, B'chol Gufcha. Pshat is, ubichol nafshecha, that's when you learn Teda. Chumash, Shnayis, and Gemara, your nefesh shouldn't be a mesach mavdil. Like, I am learning, I am davening, but it should be udvora, it should samti b'ficha. You're talking, the Avish is talking through you, and these three things are the general mitzvahs, like it says in Pirkei Avos. Ashlei shadvorem eimed ala teda v'ala veda. Even though it's not a complete bitl, because he's yes, but you're mevatel yourself, but through doing this, you will ultimately reach the level of ayin mamash. Like Elam Atzilus is connected with its creator, Yivagar Meichad, their true bitl to the Rebishter. And this will make that La'osid Love, this level of Chesed Re'yiminu is Gala in Elam Atzilus Mamesh, will be a Keli. Like Chesed Atzilus, and this is the secret Pshat in the Yimorim of Batze, that Tzadikim will be called with Hashem's name. What does this mean? That they will be totally bottle, and the Rebishter will shine through them. And through this, he said, Rusalam Satav Bitla, yes, that he gave tzedakah and he learned Teda. And through this, he accomplishes, through the Bitla, yes, he accomplishes the Eira Sevev. That Atzilus and Asi is the same thing, and this shines Losid Love, you accomplish it through Bitla Yesh L'Yayin. This is Pshat Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. But the Mitzvah is, yeah, Bitla Yesh L'Yayin, this is the Schar for the Mitzvah. The Schar is that you reveal the Ayin or Amiti, which is Seviv Kol Almin. And every yid has this bit, a little bit. Everyone according to this level, he gives a brech for the Rebbe, through his kafyo, through his hapcha. And he has a chelek leilom haba, because he's mevatel the gashmi. And if you're mevatel the gashmi, that's a keli for the Rishon. That's why the Gemara says, if someone doesn't bow by Meidim, he will does not bittle. He will not stand up for Tzias Hameisim, because what brings down? What brings down this Ha'orem is the bittle. The kitzur from this Seif is that Eirin Sof Baruch Hu is Seviv Kol Almin Umemale Kol Almin. Save if kolam, even though it's eid and shmei, it's ain sof. But memale is the autumn it's from temer. And the nesham is yishtabach shim choni from chokhmah. The aliyah is save if kolam. And it comes from maisa mitzvahs, which is bitla yes. And that's the schar of the mitzvah that the ayin is revealed higher than chokhmah. Chokhmah yes, mi ayin, the ayin is revealed. Goes to Siv Dalet. Now we understand what the Bavli says, Shtei Shabbos is Pilchosov, because Shabbos is Aliyah Se'ilomis. And Aliyah is like the Mashiach will come Bittl. It says, Vayish Bizvayim Ashvi. The person works hard, he writes, he has to work hard to bring down the seichel into midas, in machshava, in dibur, in maise. And then when he rests, his koyach haseichel goes back to its source, refreshes, and goes for it. Same we say by the Mr. Sheikh Shesama Savaya, there was many tzimtzumim in Asora Mamori. That's why all over Bereishis in the beginning, it's just as Shem Elikim is tzimtzum. But Shabbos, it says Vayichal Elikim. The Tzimtzumim stops, and he goes in the level of Shem Avaya, which is Save of Kol Almin. And that's Shabbos L'Avaya. This is what it says in Yirmi the Pasuk, Ani Hashem. Doesn't say, Ani Elikim, it says, Ani Hashem Cheke Leibachin Kloyu. Why does Hashem know everything what is in our heart, and our kidneys, and our gut? Because it's Ani Avaya Sevev, and by him Shomayim and Earth is the same, so he knows everything. And nothing can hide for the Rebbe Shekach HaShech HaKeino. This is when it says Shabbos is Shabbos LaHavaya, that Memale is elevated to Sevev Kol Almin Taliyah Sheilome, that the world on his battle from Yeshmiyayim. That's why it says, "Vaychul Hashemayim v'aretz vaychul is kleis hanefesh u'bitl." Because the gilui of save of kol almin, you have the, like we explained before, schar mitzvah, mitzvah, the great bitl of Shabbos, the bitl of all the tzimtzumim. We know Shabbos. The blood pressure is different by a year than a whole week. The anxiety is different because the tzimtzumim are removed. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, why is this called Aliyah? It says, Leisa Sar Poni Minei Deibishter is everywhere. Where are you going up to? But it says, it's explained elsewhere. Regarding what it says, then we say Baruch Aton Shmonesi, you bow down. Hashem, you stand up. We learn it from a pasuk, Zekif Kufim Hashem. And we say Hashem, you rise your head. It explains Al Pi Kabbalah elsewhere that Kidei Yizam Shochelamat Zekif is Alol Lemaylo. There is Vayere Davaye. He goes down. And over there, he has Gilei Likus. Then there's the Aliyah, when the world is elevated. Milmata l'mayla molor etz deyo. That's elevation. like two people. One is on a higher place and one is on a lower place. There's two ways. There's the higher person going down to the lower person. That's Kirei Abi Baruch. And then there's Zekiv B'Shem when the person goes back up. So that's why Shabbos it says Aliyah Se'elom Eis. It's like Zekiv B'Shem. So he says, we learned before there's two levels in Bitla. There's Bitla Yesh Li'ayin, which is only in Esarusa del Sata. For the true Bitl, which is Save Kolam, and will be in Isgala, and it's not Musig, and it's called Ayin. Like it says in the Idra, begin Kach Atiko Kadisha Ak Ikra Ayin. And through this Gili will be the ultimate level. This is the Pshat why Shabbos is two Aliyahs, Shtei Shabbos is Kil Choson, Shabbos Tato, and Shabbos Ilo. There's a lower level of Bitl, which is Achone for the higher level of Bitl. To understand what is the lower level of Shabbos, we have to understand the mitzvah of Shemitah, which explained in our parsha. That's called Shabbos, is the yesh is botulayayim. First, you have 6 years where a person plows and seeds and cuts, and he's like, yes, for Dover, it's my land, it's my fruit. Then there becomes Shviz Bitla yesh to pay the Sanhefkin. And the Gemara says, "Ade afkir rachmona." Tei that makes it hefke. We can be zeichem in a hefke. That's why it says, "Vilvehem tochavalachaya." We learn the chiyuv of biur in shmita, that we could only eat from the fruit as long as there's left for the animals to eat hanging on the field. That's biur, and that's bitla yesh. That you take it out of your house, and the fact that the Eibishter makes a human like an animal. That once the animal doesn't have any more oranges hanging on the tree, you have to throw it out of your house. That's such a sabitla yes, that an animal and a person are the same thing. Because it's Shabbos Haaretz, you're going to save it kol almin. When do you have a difference from Damim Tzimei Chaim and Dabe? That's Memali kol almin. Because a person is like the brain and the animal is like the feet. He has Chochmah Haaretz V'Chayim. But we're talking Makiv is saving Kolam, and like we say, oh, Doma Behemah Tishi Hashem. It's the same thing in the level of Behemah Rabbah. That's why Shemitah, an animal and person, are the same in eating, because it's saving Kolam. But still, the whole Bitl of Shemitah, even though it's such a high level of saving Kolam, that the animal and the human are the same, that's why there's the mitzvah of Bir Peres Shemitah. It's still only Shabbos Tato. What does it mean it's Shabbos Tato? We find by Shabbos something very fascinating in Bayekulu. First, it says, Vayish, based by Yemashim, and Kol Malach, the Asher Oso. You have an Aliyah from Oso, which is the level of Asiyo. And then it says, Kibay Shavas, and Kol Malach, the Asher Boro. Also higher than Bria, which is higher than Asiya. Bria is only a mocker for Asiya, and Shabbos is Shabbos and Malachti Asher Bora. These two psukim by Shabbos, says the Alter Rebbe. This is Shabbos Tator and Shabbos Ilo. Asher Bora, Elikim. Vayish, Bis Bay Mashim, Kom Malachti Asher Oso. That's the lower level of Aliyah, say Lome. All the worlds are like Asiya, like it says, Kulam b'chochum asisa. Shabbos, they have Ayichulu, they have Aliyah. They able to go b'aliyah, and the Eibishter says, Bayad elikim eskol ashrotsu v'nitev me'ed. He likes how the worlds could have rotsu v'shuv, and they're able to go higher, but they only go higher till chochum. Because chochum is reishas eishtal shlos, like it says in Zayar, that Abba Sfiras HaChokhmah shines in Atzilus, which is Beatles, Keachma, but in Briya Tzirasiya, there's no Chokhmah, there's only Bina. Like it says in the Zohar, Ima Bina Mekana B'Kisaya. It's shining in the Kisya HaKovid, which is Briya. And to go through his Beatles and Atzilus and Chokhmah Iloh, then it says the first Pasuk, Ha'ish B'Smikol Asher Osa. Chokhmah is also called V'Chokhmah Me'ayin Timotzei. This is Shabbos Tator. This is Shemitah. This is Bitl Yesh Le'ayin. And this is all the mitzvahs b'klal yeshlai. But it's all Shabbos Tator. But this char for all this that will be la'osid is the gilui of the emes ha'ayin atzmos and savaseinu kol amenet ha'ayin that from it is timotzi chokhma that Shabbos ilo. On this we have the second pasuk. Kipei shavas mikol melach yasher bora which is chokhma is all called abriya. Like he said before, Beirei Kedeshi Mishtabach Simcha. And Shmei is Bigamati Rotsin because this is the Rotsin. But then there's the Shabbos Ilah, which is connected with Atzmosum, who is called Bala Rotsin and called Moir. And this is Nizgale and Shabbos there's Aliyah Eilomit. The higher Aliyah that Chokhmiz Eile, Bimatzilah, which is Save of Kalalmi. And this bittul, higher level of Shabbos law, this is the idea of keser, goes from chokhmah to keser. Keser, shtika, ultimate bittul, the ultimate ayin is revealed. Like it says, a pasuk in Iyov. Katel izayin, and it means wait a little, which is the ultimate shtika, shtiog la chokhmah shtika. Zog, the alter rebbe pshat, what does it mean, shtiog la chokhmah shtika? That the geder and makiv of chokhmah is bittul, like it says, vul mishto and makrish, like it says elsewhere, why Moshe was stuttering because he had total bittul for the higher level of keser was shining in him. This is pshat in the Yerushalmi. Shabbos lavayel kechol shveis kashem, just like the Eibishter doesn't speak. You shouldn't speak. Reb Chanina says bedeichi kitiru silum shalom b'shabbos. Because it's higher than Dibur's total machshove, says the Kitzur. This is the Pshat Shtei Shabbos is Kilchos on Shabbos is Malir and Malin to save it. And there's a bittul, yes, line from Chochmah. Shabbos Ilo is in Seviv Kolam and higher than Chochmah. This is the pshat. As Shabsei Sai Tishmeiro, Shabsei Sai Shabbos Tatoa, which is Bitla Yeshli Ayin, and Shabbos was a Bitla Amiti, you have it every Shabbos. What does it mean as Shabsei Sai, these two levels Tishmeiro? You should guard. It doesn't say you should do, you should guard. Explains out to Rebbe because Shabbos is a gift that God gives. All we got to do is guard it. That it shouldn't get ruined through a kilkul, when a grom has been zokin through avedus, like lying and being haughty, like it says, David, shkorim leyin yikin leneged einoy. You separate yourself from Hashem and from Shabbos, and by Gaiv it says, in Shoytein anivuhu yichelim loder v'dibur echot. This is the Maila that even the lower level of Shabbos Tato. Make sure that you have Bittul. If you don't have Bittul, that's a hindrance and a disturbance and doesn't let even the lower level of Shabbos Tato be Nizgala. And you shouldn't say, aha, look at me, I'm Nizbato. Like it says by the Bibisuel, which is the antithesis of Avraham Avinu, Opilak she ushmori umo, mois bitl. But Rui says, ha, look at me, I'm both. Famous joke. Rabbi says, I'm nothing. And the president says, I'm nothing. And the guy from the back says, I'm also nothing. So the president says, look who's saying is nothing. Who does he think he is? You make a mitzias out of your bittul, you ruined it. From there is the shtalsul, yes, and gashmir sitrach. There's a fascinating aloch in Shulchan Aruch, somewhat fast. Not the regular fast day, to do tshuva. And he tells people, ah, I'm yeshu b'taynis, you're a choyte. You're sinning because it's ru'uma. But you have to know that everything is from Hashem, even though the Eibishter gave you Pchira. But you know that if the Eibishter wouldn't help, you wouldn't do nothing. You have to bittul, then you're able to be then you're guarding the Shabbos, that the Shabbos should be able to rest on you. And this is what it says, and know if the Eibishter wouldn't help, you wouldn't be able to do it. This is also a wonderful diuk. Shabsoisai, my Shabbosim, know that what you're doing and what you're accomplishing is because the Eibishter is helping you. After he says this, Shabsoisai, Shmeiru, don't let anything disturb it. And have bittul to the Eibishter, know everything you're doing is because the Eibishter is giving you chayus and koyach. He says, Umigdoshi tiro. What's the pshat migdoshi tiro? Migdoshi is teira. Because the migdosh that we built, Shleim HaMelech built by the teira, is the Eibishter based on migdosh, like the Gemara said. Ei leila kodesh baruch hu be'ilom iladal damishal alocha. So the Shabbos and this Migdoshi, which is the Eibish based on Migdosh in Tanya. Like it's explained, Baruch says it's a Machtedek in Tanya, Perek Nun Beis. The Talmud and Mishnah come from Kotchi Kotchi, from Bria and Yetzida. So Dalad Amishal Aloch is the Eibish's Kotchi Kotchi. And look in Eitz Chaim that the Shade of Sheikh Kotchi Kotchi is very high. So what's the Pshat? Because Teira is something you understand, the Teira comes with Pnimis, like the Beis HaMikdash was Gilin Shechina. And it's Mimali Kol Almin. And Shabbos is Bali and Seviv Kol Almin, total book, people. That's why he said, Shabbosei Saiti Shmeida, which Ali and Seviv Kol Almin, nevertheless, you should know that even what you do understand from the Eibishter Teira, Umigdoshi Tiro Ani Avayet, that this Teira that you understand is the Atzmus of the Eibishter coming to be Mimali Kol Almin, but you never elam haba. Even though it says in the Zayar, Eiraisa Michochmo Nafkas, Nafkas means it comes from Chochmo. This Galus is from Chochmo so that we could understand it, but the source, the Mokir Chetzva, is much higher because Teira is explaining the Eibishter's Rotzen, which is Tayag Mitzvahs. And Tayag 613 with seven mitzvahs that Rabbanan is Gematria Keser, because the source is from Keser, like it's explained. So that's why he says Mikdoshi Tiro, because Mikdoshi is Giloy Er Pnimi. That's why you have a Yiro Mitzad Agilo. You understand it, you appreciate it. Which footnote is this? 144. So you have a great Yira because you understand it. So this is Migdashi Tiro. That Shabseisa, you say Shabseisa Tishmeru, you have to guard the Shabbos. That you don't get in your own way. Don't be selfish and don't say, look what I accomplished, and know that everything you have is from the Eibishter. Then you are a keli that Shabbos should shine in you, but migdoshi. Even though you understand that you have to have tiro, you have to have yira, and know that when you learn the Torah, even though it's something you understand, you have to know it's Chochmos Yeretzeinu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even higher, there you need an extra warning that it's Tiro. Because you could think, since it's talking about physical matters, that it's not Seviv Kolam. So you have to know Tiro. The highest levels come down through your learning Torah.